Hey y'all, welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Deen. Well, I'll tell you what's cooking with Paula Deen. We're probably much alike and in the same boat. We all feel like we're cooking. The heat is incredible, isn't it, Michael? Michael's my guest today.
Hey y'all.
He's here with me to tell y'all about our last weekend that we spent in Key West. We were down there for the Hemingway look-alike contest. Hemingway's birthday was in July, one of the hottest months in the year. And so you have to celebrate his birthday in Key West. So that's why the look-alike contest was held in July in Key West. It was so terribly hot, wasn't it, Michael?
It was, but it was hotter here, so...
Well, it didn't feel hotter here, I guess, because in Key West you spend so much time out of doors. Yeah. Where here we run from the car to the house or whatever, but it just felt so incredibly hot. And let me tell y'all about this. You know, Hemingway had a lot of different looks. Well, one of his looks is in that wool turtleneck sweater. Well, my husband decided this year that that was going to be his look, that he was going to wear that wool sweater. Well, he did. Well, How much weight you think you lost?
Oh, I don't think I lost any.
I'd say you sweated some off.
I sweated some, but the last four or five winners have won with the wool sweater on.
Wearing
so that's
the sweater.
Definitely the look they're looking for.
Yeah, yeah.
So I put it on for... Believe it or not, I carried it with me in a bag, and then I slipped it on just before the contest. Some of the guys wore it there. David, my buddy that won, David, he wore it. He actually walked there with his sweater
with
on.
With that sweater on.
So
they really test your endurance and your dedication, don't they?
I think that's the key. They think you're dedicated by putting that silly sweater on.
In July. Well,
I came in the top five again
yes,
this year.
Michael was in the top five again.
Last year I was, and this year. So I'm happy with that. And like I said, one of my good buddies, Dave Hemingway, or real Hemingway.
His real name is Hemingway.
The first year I was there, we go in alphabetical order. My name's Groover. His name's Hemingway. And I looked behind him and I said, what's your name? He said, Dave Hemingway. I said, well, that's not fair. But there's no relation.
You could have said your name was Michael Hemingway.
I've almost asked him if he'd adopt me, and then that way I could change my name.
Well, you know, the name hadn't helped David over the years because you've been doing it 6 years and he had been doing it seven, right?
Right.
So it's a little bit political. They want to see that you're in it for the long haul, that you will work to support their foundation.
Right. As all the proceeds go to a scholarship fund. That's what we raise money for.
Yes.
A scholarship fund for Key West Community College, and it goes to literary students and
nursing
students.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and so it's a good foundation.
It's a great idea. I don't know who came up with the nursing thing, but relatively speaking, I'm one of the younger guys. So
believe it or not,
so might be a good idea. It might be a good idea to get buddies with all the nurses down there.
Yeah,
because some of us are going to need it.
Yeah, the papas, all the living papas. Once you win the title, you no longer enter the pageant again. You become a papa, and you become a judge.
Let's call it a contest, not a pageant.
Did I say pageant?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't realize. What's the difference?
One's like a beauty pageant. You wear.
A beauty contest.
Well,
beauty pageant.
Okay,
we'll have to check what the difference is. Look up on your iPhone.
I just feel better with contests.
Well, just look up on that iPhone because you're constantly asking your phone all kind of silly questions.
I know.
So let's see what the difference is. So, okay, I'll try to stick to the word contest instead of beauty pageant. Now you got me off track. I can't remember what I was saying. What was I saying?
Hold up. Time out.
Okay, well, let's just take a quick break then while I try to think of what Michael, the thought that Michael interrupted.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.
So welcome back, y'all. We're just reminiscing about this weekend in Key West when we attended the Ernest Hemingway lookalike pageant. I mean contest. So, you know, there's one part of the weekend that I always look so forward to, Michael, because I know that you're going to win that. There's not a shadow of a doubt in my mind. And I could sit and watch you do it all day long and never get tired of watching. And that's the arm wrestling.
Arm wrestling.
I feel sorry for whoever sits across from you because they are a loser. You're the strongest man I think I've ever met.
One day I went down there and the worst thing you can do with arm wrestling is be overconfident.
Yeah.
And think you're unbeatable. Because I did that and I just sat down, I was kind of lackadaisical, just kind of say,
I remember you playing go. With that guy.
You go, and then I'll pick up the pieces. So, So I messed around, and the guy got me down. The guy beat me, which I know he couldn't do it again.
That first year, he couldn't do it again.
But
I think you were being very courteous and
I was just
aware that you were a newcomer.
I was just using my arm.
Yeah,
and he jumped in there with his and kind of pushed. Yeah. With his body, because so I was doing the gentleman rules, which I don't think that's I don't think you should do that.
No, unless you want to be the loser.
That's right.
Well, you took down that man that really took a lot of nerve on his part.
He's a good guy.
He was a good guy. So I thought he was a good sport to arm wrestle with you. And you were very respectful of him. You let him hang in there for a few seconds.
It's every year it's held at Sloppy Joe's in Key West. And it's a neat contest. You meet people that you would never cross paths with.
We've met some interesting
people. They're really really some neat people and friends.
And of course, I think that they think that you're old, and Michael just celebrated his 60th birthday.
Yeah.
In December. So
I'm the punk in the group.
I know.
What is one guy, Matt? He's a lot younger.
Matt?
No, not Matt.
Other Matt. Yes. Yeah. There's one guy that comes in, his name is Matt, and he looks just like Ernest Hemingway when he was that age,
when
Hemingway was that age. Yeah. He always brings up a picture of Hemingway at the age that Matt is now, and you can't tell the difference. I had to ask one of the mamas this past weekend, I said, now, was that a picture of Matt? Was that a picture of himself he was holding? Or was it a picture of Hemingway? Right. She said, no, it was a picture of Hemingway.
Right.
You could not tell the difference.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, so I'm hoping the judges will start considering different age lookalikes because so many of the papas are getting on up in age. And I just think, you know, it would just really be beneficial if they would start really looking hard at some younger men.
Well, I hope so too. After I get in.
Well, you're still young. You just people may not think you are, because you're totally white.
I tell everybody. I tell people I actually dye my beard to match Paula's.
I don't have a beard, you butthole.
And my hair. My hair.
I don't have a beard. I pluck mine out. So there.
Tell them about your mustache wax.
Why are you wanting to bring that up?
Because it was so funny. It was such a funny story.
Well, why don't you tell it then?
We were.
I didn't think it was so funny. I was in much distress, girls.
We were going to New York.
We hadn't been seeing each other very long.
So we were dating, and Paula was plucking hairs off my nose. And
we were in the airplane, the light was shining just right. And I said, oh, you got a few hairs right here that's not supposed to be there.
I said, Paula, I have more hair than most mammals, so don't worry about the couple on my nose. I'll be all right. And so she kept doing it. I said, so the light was shining on her.
On me just right.
And it was just, she's got a real light. You can't even tell, really. But I said, he's worried so much about my plucking my hair. How about that mustache you got? Oh my God. You'd have thought it was unbelievable.
Her reaction. I was so distressed.
So when we got to New York, she got the driver to stop at the CVS. So I walked in with her, and she said, what are you doing here?
Stopped at a Walgreens.
Whatever. So I walked in, and she said, what are you doing in it?
Walgreens is my favorite.
So I said, I'm just walked in to see what you were doing. She says, yeah, okay. So she took off, and so I figured she had something personal to do, so I just left her alone. When we got to the room, she had bought some mustache wax. So she put this on her she put this on her lip and ripped the little bit of hair she had.
Mortified me that you said something like that. I didn't know you well enough.
You didn't realize I was joking.
For you to talk about my mustache.
You didn't realize I was joking.
Now it wouldn't bother me a bit, but I was so embarrassed. And so...
it did get you to quit plugging my hair for...
For 5 minutes.
For a day, maybe.
I can't stand those hairs that stick out on your nose like that. I can't stand it.
But sometimes I've been driving in New York, and Paula says, let me get that hair. And so she puts her hand right here. I said, Paula, now I'm driving and looking through those eyes that you're covering up.
I just want you to be pretty.
And we're in New York.
How do you see out of those eyes anyway?
And you're worried about them.
They're like lizard's eyes. They're kind of hooded, aren't they?
They're reptile eyes. So I can go underwater.
So you can go underwater.
Yeah, I just close them like a reptile.
We're going to have those fixed one day, aren't we?
I think I am going to have them fixed. I may go in and...
Well, you've been saying that now for how many years?
I may go get them fixed for my pageant next year.
That would be great.
Yeah.
I'll take care of you.
That's scary.
So what would be scary if you have that surgery and then you wake up and I'm standing over and you say, oh, God, I didn't know you looked like that. Maybe you'll be able to see better.
No, what's scary is... when you had your eyelids done, I took care of you. Every 15 minutes, I put ice on you.
Yes.
So I don't know what you do. You can't do anything for every 15 minutes. You would just leave me there.
I would not. I will ice you down.
Yeah, but you...
I did have my eyes
done. You're 15 minutes late for everything. So how can you do anything every 15 minutes?
I'll just put an ice pack on it and leave it.
I guarantee you. That's the only way it works. You have to just bring me a cooler. I can stick my head in it.
Well, y'all, Michael and I definitely solved a lot of problems today. I hope you and your partner have better luck than we did. I appreciate you coming in and sharing. You know, if you're ever in a position where you can get to Key West around July 20th.
July 20th. You can go to Sloppy Joe's website, and it'll tell you when the contest is.
Yeah, come down and join in the fun.
Come down, you can be part of my fan club. Because the louder you holler, the better it is.
I can't wait for y'all to see some of the pictures. Michael had this giant head made, y'all. I know it's from here to the ground. And of just his head. And he had two of those made, and our friends in the audience were holding those up.
Plus, I had some glasses. They were in Key West, you can't give somebody a hat and say, here, put this on because it's 100 degrees. Nobody's going to wear a hat. But I have these glasses, and has a little, has a captain's hat. It looks like it's just the
looks
front
like
of the captain's
hat. A captain's
but
hat.
Turned to the side, it's just so it's wide open. It's really a cool hat. So I gave them out. I kind of screwed up, though. I gave them out early, and then people said, oh, I got a souvenir, and they'd go wander off.
Put them in the suitcase to take home.
So,
but if y'all are ever available around that time of year, come down. It's a fun place, and there's a good chance you might make friends that you'll keep the rest of your life.
Oh, that's right.
So thank you for coming in and,
well, I had fun.
And reminiscing about this weekend's pageant. Best dishes and love, y'all, till next time.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.